They've come in today to share their music and their talents with us, Sonny Storley and Jerry Goldman, and going to, like I say, share their music, and we'll give you a little information about some upcoming events. And gosh, I just, if nobody's ever met you before, honey, you're from Reading, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I'm originally from Indiana, but I've been in Reading for about 5 years. And yes, I'm currently coaching running in the schools, and I'm working as a stylist for a women's fashion company. And my dream is to write more songs, and I have a lot of fun with just the different bluegrass and song community here. I love it.
And gosh, you know, just in the 5 years you've been here, you've really come a long way in the, our little music community. And I know you play with some great people, one of them being your partner here, Jerry Woo-hoo. Goldman. Jerry's a
absolutely.
He's a native of Montgomery Creek, isn't that right, Jerry? Round Mountain.
I've been here since before the fire, but actually we come from Southern California. Southern California.
There you go. Hey, well, gosh, since before the fire, I think that makes you a native.
Yeah.
You made it through the fire?
Our house burned down.
Your house burnt down. You're one of them.
But there was a miracle. We had started to build a new house because the other one was pretty old. So the one that we started to build, it was divinely protected, I believe, with all my heart, because you could see the scorch marks went right around it.
Is that right? Yeah, you know, that is. There's a lot of great stories of homes being saved by our local heroes and the hand of God. And,
Yeah,
there are great stories up here. A lot of survivors from that, and made us all a little bit stronger. And so why don't you, I know the people came today to hear you sing, so why don't we get started with that? Go ahead and introduce your songs and just play away until you're ready for me to do a little jibber jabber. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for braving 299E and coming up the hill.
Yes. Well, this first song means a lot to me because when I was 16, I was a nanny in France, and I didn't speak very much French at the time. I'd been studying sign language and Spanish, and this song was a song that I recognized even amidst all of the French. So it feels kind of like home. So we thought we'd kick this off in French. Ceci c'est l'air que je respire. Ceci c'est l'air que je respire. Ta sainte présence qui vive en moi. Ceci est mon pain doux séjour. Ceci est mon pain doux séjour. Chacune de tes paroles parlait à moi. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily breath. This is my daily breath. And I Ceci c'est l'air que je respire. Ceci c'est l'air que je respire. Ta sainte présence qui vit à moi. Ceci est mon pain doux séjour. Ceci est mon pain doux séjour. Chacune de tes paroles parlait à moi. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful, honey. And Jerry, that's some fine picking there, buddy. And gosh, you know, I don't speak French. And I think even if I didn't know that song, I would know that song by the way you expressed it. That was just, that was great. And, thanks for sharing that. I was you were a nanny in France at 16. Were you just an early world traveler, or were your folks in the military, or how'd you get over in France at 16?
It was an unusual situation because my mom's best friend, they now actually have 12 children. At the time, they had 9, and they just had a new baby. They were getting ready to have a new baby, and the husband was getting ready to go and teach in a village in Gunagaya, Chad, Africa, and she wanted to learn French as well. So she contacted my mom and said, hey, could you have honey come and be a nanny for the baby? And when I arrived, the baby was 12 days old, and I would have a little carrier pack, and I would go to the boulangerie for bread, and the people would say, oh la la, elle est très jeune, she's so young. I'd be like, babysitter, babysitter, because I didn't speak a lot of French.
Yeah.
And, but I loved the French culture, and actually I was just having a a croissant de chocolat on the way here. I was looking at my croissant thinking, I think part of my heart became French in that time.
Now,
so yeah, I love it.
Well, you sure carry that sound well, and in French and in English. And thanks for sharing that. What else you got lined up for us?
We have, we're going to sing the boat song, which I just think is fun for summertime. It's by J.J. Heller originally, but it's just kind of cute. So.
Okay. Jerry's putting on his capo, and thanks for doing that before you started instead of halfway through. <Yeah. laughs> You know, I wanted to let folks know if they've Jerry Goldman is one of the most humble people I've met up here on the mountain, and it's just a perfect pairing with Honey, as she's just one of the sweetest people that I've met here in my experience and doing locomotion. And I wish y'all could see this as well as listen to it, because it's really it's fun and heartwarming in here, and I hope that is carrying across on the airwaves. So there you go, kids. Take it away.
If you were a boat, my darling, a boat, my darling, I'd be the wind at your back. If you were a frame, my darling, a frame, my darling, I'd be the courage you lack. If you were a bird, then I'd be a tree, and you would come home, my darling, to me. If you were asleep, then I'd be a dream. Wherever you are, that's where my heart will be. Oh, oh, oh. Do you know we belong together? Oh, 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 do you know my heart is yours? If you were the ocean, I'd be the sand. If you were a song, I'd be the band. If you were the stars, then I'd be the moon, a light in the dark, my darling, for you. Oh, 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 do you know we belong together? Oh, 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 do you know my heart is yours? Oh, 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 do you know we If you were a boat, my darling, a boat, my darling, I'd be the wind at your back. If you were afraid, my darling, I'd be the courage you lack. If you were a bird, then I'd be a tree, and you would come home, my darling, to me. If you were asleep, then I'd be a dream. Wherever you are, that's where my heart will be. Oh, 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 do you know we belong together? Oh, 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 do you know my heart is yours? If you were the ocean, I'd be the sand. If you were a song, I'd be the band. If you were the stars, then I'd be the moon. A light in the dark, my darling, for you. Oh, 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 do you know we belong together? Oh, 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 do you know my heart is yours? Oh, 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 do you know we belong together? Oh, 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 do you know my heart is yours? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a fun song, and it's a that's a great. I'm gonna have to learn the lyrics of that one.
It's a toe tapper.
Yeah, that is. You guys have been up here. How long have you two been playing together now, honey? You say you've been here 5 years, Jerry. How long have you two been collaborating?
At least 3.5, 4 years.
Yeah, 3.5. I think so, because I was looking for the hot springs. I'd heard so many stories about the hot springs, and my sweet friend Ashley was visiting. I said, Ashley, let's go look for them. And we might have mentioned it the last time we were here.
We did. Okay, coming back. Yeah, but that's a great story. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish it off. That's how you came up here on the mountain.
Yes.
Hot springs at in Bend, down here in our Bend area.
Yeah, and stopped at the Station Cafe, and everybody was so sweet, and they were playing live music. And I said, if we play pool, will we be in the way? And they said, do you sing? I said, oh, okay. So we ended up singing for about an hour and a half, and then everything just kind of grew and grew. And, you know, I have to say the community up here is so special, and so there's so much depth in the musical talent. Like, most people have been playing, you know, 30, 40 years, so it's been really fun to get to experience the wealth of music here. I love it.
You're absolutely right, you know, and they're not only they're very knowledgeable, they are more than willing to share it, share their music. And gosh, just most of the musicians I know up here, they do so many things for the community, like like you two do, playing at the convalescent homes and the old vets home, and like the crafts and stuff, and just getting the music out there so it stays alive with this younger generation that's coming up. I know there's a lot of fans out there that love bluegrass and folk, and but this younger generation, they need to know the stories of our history, and that's where this kind of music comes in, and fun little songs like the boat song. That's always cool. I'm going to take a moment here just to, since we're talking about community, I want to let a lot of our community members know that Medi-Cal, the County Medical Service Program, we know as CMSP, they've extended their coverage for many uninsured low-income individuals here in Shasta County, well, statewide. But the program expansion, it took place, became effective May 1st, and it includes an increase of enrollment periods, an increase in income limits, and a reduction in contributions toward medical expenses and other enhanced benefits for your family. And enrollment periods have been increased. Let's see. This is Senate Bill 75, and it expands the Medi-Cal coverage to low-income children under the age of 19, regardless of their immigration status. So what that means is that children now will be eligible for full-scope benefit coverage rather than the previous limited-scope coverage, which was only for emergency and pregnancy-related services. And to apply for this medical coverage, you can request an application in person at any of the Shasta County Health and Human Service agencies, or online at C, capital letter C, 4, the number 4, C4Yourself.com. So that's capital letter C4Yourself.com. And they have people that are wanting and willing to help you complete the paperwork for medical coverage. So you don't have to do this all on your own. In Reading, it's one of the five regional offices. In Reading is on 1220 Sac Street, Sacramento Street. Enterprise, it's at 2757 Churn Creek Road. And in Anderson, it's at 2889 East Center, Shasta Lake, 4216 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And in Birdie, it's up there at 36911 Main Street. And if all that information went by you so quickly, you can contact me at shane@kkrn.org, and I would be glad to get back a hold of you and give you that information personally. Okay, well, so let's get back here into the studio live with Honey Storley and Jerry Goldman, two of your local singer-songwriters, and they're joining us here on Locomotion on KKRN. And so do we... When you two are together, is it also known as the Mountain Messengers? Because I know you have other folks that back you up when you have your full band.
Mm-hmm. It's the Mountain Messengers.
Okay, the Mountain Messengers.
It might be different people each time, but it's always the Mountain Messengers.
And a lot of the backup people, they're just mostly folks that are with the Old Time Fiddlers Association. That's it, huh? I think that's pretty much what the Mountain Messengers have been. Like I know when Matthew Songmaker was... Mm-hmm. Even younger than he is now. Like when he started out, it was Jim Dyer was with them, mm-hmm. and then they changed. And right. Yeah, it's changed a lot. And it's just so cool how the old-time fiddlers just jump right in there.
But the name stays the same. Mm-hmm.
The name stays the same, and it's they're always
great.
It's
really cool. There's such a welcoming heart. It just feels like they're willing to develop new singers and musicians. Yeah. So it feels like a safe place to grow, and that's been a real gift.
Oh, that's one of their missions with the Old Time Fiddlers is to keep that kind of music alive and to help develop it in the newer generation. And before we play the next song, let's talk about an event we got coming up here in July, the 23rd, I believe it is. It's going to be the second annual. I was kind of laugh at that when they said the second annual. I guess that means the first one was a success, and it was. It's the second annual Mountain Music Festival. It's going to be at Cedar Crest Vineyard, you guys.
Beautiful venue. I just love it there.
Oh, it is. It's you know, that's funny because every time I've gone up to Matton, I've always headed towards Shingletown there at the split. I never went to the right where Cedar Crest Vineyards, and all the vineyards are at up there. And it's just beautiful. And you're right, Cedar Crest Vineyards is... great place for this venue, and we'll let you know some of the other bands that are going to be playing up there. But the Mountain Messengers, you're going to be opening the program this year, isn't that right?
Yep, we get the privilege of starting it out.
All right, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And
it really is. I think it's a special event just because it feels kind of like a vineyard event and a picnic and a barbecue all at once. Because throughout the day, you know, people they have. Kind of an elegant feel, but then around the perimeter that people bring picnic blankets and wine holders that they can spike into the ground. And it's just the cutest thing. Children are running and playing, and then it's awesome music all day long. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's great music. They have some your local food vendors are up there. And, of course, the great custom-made wines and beers there from Cedar Crest Vineyard. And if you're sampling those, you're going to want to bring your designated driver. Get down the hill safe, and but it's a great family fun event. KKRN will have a booth there again, and I think once again this year, well, last year they had a mural artist there, and this year they're having some other craft. Do you remember what that is?
I'm trying to remember his name. He did a fantastic job, though. They kept it up the whole time, and people could go and enjoy the artwork.
Yeah, last year. Yeah. I know they got some kind of a craft art event that'll be taking place live that. Is kind of like a hands-on, interactive thing for the community. But, that's a great event. That's going to be July 23rd. And we'll talk about that much more as the date approaches. And, July 1st, Old Kennett String Band's going to be in the studio here at Locomotion, and we'll really talk it up then. Yeah. They're a great, fun, four-part harmony group. Mm-hmm. And I probably imagine both of you, I know Honey is saying with... many members of the Old Kennett String Band. Jerry, you probably played jam with some of them too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's the way this community is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody has fun. Okay, well, that's enough jibber-jabber on my end. Let's get back to that good music.
Well, I was just, I love this song so much just because one time I woke up in the middle of the night, and I don't know if any of you listening have had a time where you just felt like you couldn't find the words in your heart. And I felt like God reminded me of this song when I was little, and just kind of there's the promise in the word that talks about even the times where we don't know what to say, that the Spirit will talk to the Father about what's in our hearts. And I feel like this song is kind of like meets you in the quiet when you are trying to find the words that your heart is saying so that you can get them out. And so I feel like the song brings a lot of comfort. And wherever you are today, I pray that you feel that your heart is really valuable and what's inside of it matters a lot, and that God hears the words even while you're finding them. How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. Words could not express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts and hear our spirits sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand out of time, but if you listen to my heart, every beat would say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, and thank you for the way. So listen to our not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our heart. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time, But if you listen to my heart, every beat would say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, and thank you for the way. So listen to our hearts and hear a spirit sing a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. Tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our heart. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our heart.
Okay, that's great. You know, I just got to ask. I remember from last time, but others might want to know. Were you brought up in the church singing gospel music, or how did you start singing?
I have to think. I think I've sang as long as I can remember. I've always loved to sing. And actually, this is kind of a... I really feel like I was born singing, and since I was really teeny tiny, and I got discouraged along the way a little bit in high school because I had tried out for a music thing, and it was a challenging circumstance, and so I kind of, the door closed for me to be able to sing, and then over time I kind of got a little bit shut down through fear, and then coming up here has been really cool because it's reopened up my heart again. And then lately Jerry and I've been talking a lot about just the power of forgiveness and living a judgment-free life. And I sing a lot in the shower, and I was in the shower and I felt like God just was kind of teaching me about not judging myself, judging others, or receiving judgment. And I just started to sing this forgiveness, like, forgive you for judging me, forgive you for judging me, I let it go, and bless your heart. And I would, anytime I would feel like my heart was gonna sort of shut down or shrink back, I would start singing that and just like, forgive everything, forgive myself, forgive other people, and find that my heart is getting more and more free to be fully alive and call other people to be fully alive. And then even on the way here, Jerry had a really cool insight. You wanna share that?
About the parable?
Yeah, he was, but you were just.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a story out of the Bible, actually. The story of the servant who owed such a great amount, he could never pay it. And he went to the king and he begged forgiveness. The king forgave him. And then for some reason, he went out and didn't show that same kind of kindness to his fellow servant and threw him in prison. And his fellow servant owed him a very small amount, but he wouldn't pay it. And the point of the story is that, you know, the king found out what this servant did. He condemned him for not forgiving his fellow servant and then threw him in prison. So if we want to be forgiven, we need to forgive.
Yeah, and I think that that's just I think it really releases us to sing and to just be fully alive in whatever we were designed to do in our lives, just to keep our hearts free from bitterness and stuff. So,
well, you know, that's encouraging to hear you say that at such a young age, because this is a lesson that's often hard learned, this forgiveness and non-judgment. And I know, you know, personally, that's something I have to work on daily. And so, yeah, that's encouraging to hear that you've got that embedded in you at such an early age. And that's a great testimony and a witness. And thanks for sharing that. Hey, that gives me a great segue to let somebody just sent this in to me. It's a... letting folks know about the Golden State Quartet. It's a Southern Gospel Quartet. And, gosh, they've been singing gospel songs for about 68 years and throughout Southern California, but they're coming up here into our great North State. They're going to be performing Sunday, June 12th, 6 p.m., and they're going to be at the Christian Life Center, which is at 710 Browning Street in Reading. And that is the little church that's right next to Best Buy, and I think everybody knows where Best Buy is anymore. But anyhow, it's free admission, and once again, that's this Sunday at 6 p.m. Golden State Quartet. They just had a new album they put out, and they're going to be singing different styles of music and powerful messages for all to hear and enjoy. And yeah, thanks. But hey, what do you guys got coming up next? I know, like I said, you're going to be performing with the full group of Mountain Messengers the July 23rd at Cedar Crest Vineyard. You got anything sooner coming up?
I know on Friday nights, Jerry's been playing a lot up here at Station Cafe. You want to
At Billy's Cafe now.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, tonight will be
yes.
There.
No, that's okay, hon. It's Billy's Cafe. Everybody up here knows
it
as
the
station.
Changed. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the name changed, and they've made a few changes over there at Billy's Cafe. You know, Billy's Cafe, he's one of our underwriters, and also the owner, Robert, he's on the KKRN Radio Council Board. So, you know, that's all. Everybody up here is part of the community, and that's really cool. And Jerry, gosh, I didn't know you were up here performing on Fridays. I'm going to have to come over here on a Friday and check you out.
We'll be there 5 tonight. So.
I've had 5 tonight at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek.
It'll be Grant Ditzler and myself.
Oh, tonight. Is that right? Gosh, Grant Ditzler. Yeah, you've talked to me about Grant. We're going to have him come along, tag along with you sometime and play some of his music. Yeah. Grant, are you out there listening? I know you are, buddy. There's your invitation. So that's what Jerry's up to. How about Honey?
You know, I really feel like what's on my heart right now is to write songs. And I had a really cool time. I went home to Indiana a couple of months ago, and my uncle is a worship leader, and he has a studio at his house. And it was the coolest thing because I felt like I just couldn't get the words out. And my mom and my aunt and my uncle said, "We're going over to your Uncle Rick's." And my aunt got a bunch of cozy clothes in the snow form. It was snowy and cold. And she said, "Put on warm socks, get comfortable, and you're going to write and record your first song today." And I said, "I don't know if I can do it right now." And they said, "Nope, we're going to do it." And they just stayed with me there until we got it down. And my uncle played guitar and he did the djembe. And it was this really fun family, like fighting for each other's dreams moment. And it was really cool because I said to my uncle, "I would really like this song to have a sound like I'm driving along the coast, the California coast on a sunny day, kind of like a soft sort of reggae sound." And he did it. And then last week I actually got to drive Highway 1 and listen to the song that we worked on. And I had this like, our dream came true. And it
awesome,
was just,
yeah.
So right now I just want to write songs. I want to write songs that give people hope, but that are also kind of light and fun and free. And I love worship music a lot. And I also want to create, because I work with kids. So I would like to create songs that people can clean the house to on a Saturday morning and play and just feel a lot of joy. So
that's great. Writing songs of hope that are fun and free. That's just kind of who you are, isn't it? This ought to come easy for you, girl.
Aw, thank you.
All right. I think we should just go into a song after that. That was a great little story. You want to play your uncle's song now? That sounds like a good segue,
sure,
don't it?
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Let's listen to that. Let's listen to Honey's first actual recorded song. And what a great group to have back. Yeah, family. Gosh, that's awesome.
That's
okay,
special.
Well, here it is. And we'll come back right after the song to... listen to Honey and Jerry live in the KKRN studios up here on Round Mountain. And thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. Here's Honey. Now, it's Honey and Uncle. Is that what we're going to call this?
For now.
Oh, for now. And what's the name of the song, Honey?
Sweet Light.
Sweet Light. And here it is, Honey and Uncle.
Bring the daylight, 'cause you make the sun rise. And
sunrise. I knew that your sweet light shine on me. To come bring the daylight, cause you make the sunrise. I knew that your sweet light shine on me. You shine, shine, shine until it shine, shine, shine. Who you are. You shine, shine, shine until it shine, shine, shine.
Okay, we're back live in the studio. Caught me talking to the honey and Jerry instead of paying attention to what I should be doing. But anyhow, thanks for coming back to us, and we're back live. And that was Honey Storley. And during that song, I was asking Honey and Jerry how people can get a hold of their music, and if they want to get a hold of them for a private event or some such thing. So why don't you let them know?
Oh yeah, sure. You can go ahead and go to, probably Facebook would be the easiest thing for now. Just, you can message either Honey Storley or Karen Goldman, and we can further contact you from there.
Karen being Jerry's wife. Mate. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, and she's real involved with our little community up here too. I know she puts on soap making classes. I think that was the last event.
They do health classes.
Health classes. That's right. Better living and better living classes. Yeah, taking care of us up here on a mountain. Thanks for that. Hey, I want to let folks know about an event that is coming up this Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but Saturday the 25th is going to be another second annual event. It's going to be the Singing the Blues Festival put on by the Jefferson State Blues Society. And they're going to be having it at the Anderson River Park, down by the river, nice and cool. And it's going to take place at noon. Music begins at 1 p.m. It's going to run till 9 p.m. They've got five groups this year. It's going to be Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. We heard some of them last week, and as well as Cross-Eyed Tommy and award-winning Lisa Mann. The Blackwell Brothers, they're locals around, I think they're out of Dunsmuir, I believe. And another group, I can't read their name right now, I think it's Cressa. So, and once again, that's going to be taking place at Anderson Park, June 25th. And I believe next Friday I'm going to be giving away a set of tickets to that event, so you want to make sure you tune in next Friday. and they want you to bring your coolers and your lawn chairs. They're going to have food and drinks available at the event as well. And because it's there at the park and it's going to be a family-friendly event, there's no dogs or pets and no smoking of any kind. And you can get your tickets for the Blue Festival tickets at Meteor Music and at Mike's Music and Sound, Harriet Music and the Music Connection, as well as at the Cascade Theater. And you can also get more information by calling Mike at 549-3005. And gosh, you know, I remember I heard Cold Blood here in Reading back in the 70s, and it's gonna be real interesting to see if any of those guys are with the original group or not. But we're going to be hearing about some of that in a future local motion program. Let's get back to the good folks we got in the studio today, Honey Storyly and Jerry Goldman. And we got about 15 minutes left. Why don't you guys just take off with it? Do what you do best. Sing and keep bringing joy to our hearts.
Thank you. Into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. There's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far. Be right where you are. How old is your soul? I won't give up on us. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. 'Cause even the stars, they burn. Some even fall to the earth. We've got a lot to learn. God knows we're worth it. No, I won't give up. I don't want to be someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. I won't give up on us. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. Still looking up. I won't give up on us. Even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all. When I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky.
And that's another lovely song sung by Honey Storyly and backed by Jerry Goldman on his 12-string guitar. And you're listening to it on Local Motion with Shane on KKRN Radio. We are a listener-supported, grassroots, volunteer radio station, and we are funded by your listening dollars. We got a fifth birthday coming up the end of the month here. 5 years we've been on the air. I know. Gosh, time has really gone by quickly, and gosh, we couldn't have done it without your participation and your hard-earned dollars, and we truly appreciate it. It's something that we wouldn't exist without you folks out there, and we're so very grateful to you. If you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. That's our homepage, and at the top of the page there's a donate tab right next to the listen tab, I do believe, and yeah, because we stream now. Listen tab and the donate tab. And then you click on that donate tab, and then it's going to take you to a safe and secure site where you decide how much to give and when to give. And it's your monthly donations that really help us project out from month to month. We are a nonprofit community radio station, and that means if you're fortunate enough to be able to itemize, you can itemize us on your taxes as a charity, I guess. I don't know, but haven't had the opportunity to itemize yet, but looking forward to that day. So, yeah, go to kkrn.org and click on that donate tab. And you can always listen there, you know, on that, because we do stream on the internet now 24/7. So we're being heard all around the world. If you are a businessman or a woman and would like to become underwriters, you can learn how to do that at our kkrn.org webpage as well. Okay, we're back in the studio now with Honey and Jerry, and we got about 12 minutes left, and I know you got plenty of tunes to fill in this time, so let's just kind of just keep slamming away before the hour's up. And thanks once again for both of you for coming up to the studio and sharing your time and talent with the KKRN audience.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, you're quite welcome.
A lot of fun. Next song is an original that we're going to do. And
Jerry's song.
This is
Jerry's
song, okay.
Yes.
Anyway, it came in during a quiet time one morning when I was just studying, contemplating things, and the words came to my mind, I wrote them down, and then all of a sudden I saw the chords flash through my mind. So I can't really take credit for any of this other than just playing it.
Being that you are the instrument, right?
That's right.
Exactly. So it's called Sin's Sure Cure.
No.
great songwriting, great inspiration source there. Yeah, that's really cool.
Best of the best.
I can't take credit for anything.
Yeah,
heaven is awesome.
That is, more power to you for giving credit where credit's due. you're listening to Locomotion Machine, Honey Storley and Jerry Goldman in the studio. And you're listening to it on KKRN, your community radio station. We're licensed in Bella Vista. Studios up in Round Mountain. Let you know what's coming on after Locomotion with Shane. This afternoon is going to be Geezer Rock at 1, and then Juke in the Back. The music you don't hear on the Juke in the Front, you hear on the Juke in the Back. That comes on at 2 o'clock. And we got a lot of great Juke in the Back fans here up here in Shasta County, as well as the 3 o'clock program that comes on, the Grateful Dead Hour. And, I want to encourage you to go to our KKRN.org webpage and look at our, on the front of the page, on the homepage. You can scroll halfway down and you'll find our program scheduling. And once you look at it, you're gonna recognize that we have programming that can be found nowhere else. And we have a lot of your local community members that come up and do programming. So I think we have like 12 to 13 local folks that come up and do their programs, and they do it out of the love and passion of their heart to bring you something that is different in Shasta County. And I tell your friends about us. You know, that's how we get known, it seems like, best is by friends telling friends. And time is 12:54. I think we got time enough for at least one more song. What do you think? Whip one out?
Yeah,
all right, cool, great.
All right, we're going to go ahead. And, you know, I think that it's been really cool to see Shania Twain's comeback. And I love, love, love the song, You're Still the One. I feel like it's a cool tribute to just lasting love and faithfulness. And so this one is for all of you married couples out there, just that have really stood by being faithful. I think that's really awesome.
Oh, hey, I'll dedicate this one to my wife, if you don't mind, Gail. This is for you, honey.
Aw, you guys are so good.
Brownie points. Thanks for helping me out.
Anytime. Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come now, baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. So glad we made it. Look how far we've come now, baby.
All right, that was Honey Storily and Jerry Goldman. And Honey and Jerry, I want to thank you for coming up to KKRN Studios and making my afternoon just really sweet and sharing your talent with our audience. And time to say goodbye.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great. We really appreciate you having us here.
And well, thank you once again. And we'll be back next Friday playing some more local music. I'm going to send us out today playing a song that I just love myself. And it just happened to be one of my dad's favorite songs, which is kind of funny. My dad was a military man, but it's a song by the Doobie Brothers. And the title, you'll catch on what the song's all about in the wording. So we'll be back next week, and thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by a newscast.